So tonight we are going to spend the next hour all about Les Mis. We're going to have some music from it, and we're going to have some of the cast and crew of De La Salle College, because they are presenting Les Mis here in Waterford in just 3 weeks' time. How apt on the 40th anniversary of the great show that they choose it to perform. I don't think they knew it at the time, but it's a happy coincidence. And I called along during the week to their preview night, and I have to say my eyes were opened. It was incredible, even 3 weeks out. Some fantastic performances. While I was there, I caught up with a couple of the cast. First up, we have Sam Marsden, who plays the role of Marius, and we have Luca McCann, who is one of the ensemble. And, well, here's what we had to talk about.
Okay, lads, so you're what now? You're 3 weeks away?
3 weeks away, yeah.
3 weeks away, does that give you a fright when you hear that? 3 weeks away.
Terrifying. Yeah, you don't feel prepared until the very, very week of it, I suppose.
Not with this one, anyway. It's such a good show.
Les Mis, Sam, you've done quite a bit. I've seen you in quite a few bits and pieces. This must be the biggest one of the lot, is it?
Easily. Out of all five shows I've done for De La Salle, I came to De La Salle to do the De La Salle shows. Mm. Out of all of the De La Salle shows I've done, this is easily the hardest, without a question.
So much energy.
Yeah, it's so technical, and you have to be really full on with everything. You can't miss a single day of rehearsal, whereas
you can't miss a note either. Yeah, exactly.
Have you done Andy before, Luke, or is this your first one?
I did WAMA. I did dance and drama in WAMA for a few years.
So, what is your first De La Salle College? Looking outside the show for a minute, how important is the musical to De La Salle College?
Oh, it's well important. Like, they have a lot of history with school.
Yeah. They've done some great shows over the years. Like, they haven't, this is the second time doing Les Mis, but they don't shy away from modern ones either, do they?
No, absolutely not, sure. We did We Will Rock You, we've done Little Shop of Horrors. There's so many from all different eras. There's always going to be a show that someone knows, no matter what we do.
Yeah.
Without a question. And they're always high standard.
So take us through a rehearsal. How intense is it in there at the moment?
It's fairly full in.
Yeah. It's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say an 8, and it could easily go to a 10 at times.
Yeah.
But we're always doing stuff, and you're never not doing something.
Mm.
That's what the teachers always say to do. Like Miss White, she'll always tell you, go off and practice your lines or something if you're not needed in this or that, and you will be just doing it full on, and you'll be doing that for every rehearsal.
Yeah. Do you find it hard on the voice? Because like most shows, you get a chance to do a bit of dialogue for a while, but here, like, I mean, there's intense sections with Marius, and you've got sections like at the end of Act 1 where you're singing full on for 15, 20
exactly.
minutes.
Well, sure, like, even so, like, with Look Down, I find that's the hardest song for me to sing.
Really?
But since I'm a very high tenor, I cannot sing as low as the low notes in Look Down.
Fair enough.
I'm grand with every other, but at the end of a rehearsal you'll hear my voice getting hoarse as it is right now.
And what about the chorus bits that you're doing? Like, how do you find them? Are they intense as well?
Yeah, they're fairly full on. Like Look Down, it's not too difficult because I sing my baritone. Like, even though the show is tenor one, tenor two bass, I don't find it too difficult. But then some of the bits, there's some higher bits which put some strain on the voice.
Yeah. And then you're trying to marry in movement as well.
Yeah.
With it. How do you think this is going to rate in terms of like people's expectations from De La Salle College? Are we looking at a marked step up, do you think, from the normal show?
Absolutely. It's Les Mis. Yeah. We have to bring it to the standard that it's been set at already.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we have the cast for it, you know what I mean? Like the ensemble cast is just amazing.
It sounded fantastic there tonight. We had a preview tonight and
we have brilliant musical director and directors even. We have
directors,
two or three that come in every now and then, and everything's just perfect. We have all the right material for it, and I think it was a perfect show to pick at this time.
First one I heard it, I went, ooh, Les Mis. But after seeing this tonight, I'm going, it's definitely the right one. And you get to sing what I think is my favourite song in the show anyway, Empty Chairs.
Oh my God, don't get me started.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know anything about Les Mis before this. I don't know shows before I do them. I'm telling you, I'm so new to this. But I didn't know much about Les Mis before it was announced as the show. So when I heard Empty Chairs on the Tables, it was just amazing, and I've been practicing it nearly every other day, to be honest.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
How's the crack with the gang? Are you meeting new people, new friends? Oh, that's really what it's about, isn't it?
So many new people. Like, I did backstage last year for Little Shop of Horrors, and I got to know a good few people, but all like the new people in the show like me doing it this year, I feel like I've met and I've bonded more with everyone else in the cast.
I always say it's very important, like, because De La Salle is a great school for sport, but it's also a great school for music.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you both? I mean, you're in the choir, Adam and Sam. Yeah, are you in the choir?
Yeah,
well?
I just joined this
new
year.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so lucky to have brother Ben.
I know. Yeah,
he's an incredible man.
Yeah.
Okay, lads. So look, we're going to wish you the best of luck with it. I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you very much.
I caught up with another two cast members. Here is Keane Kennedy, and he plays Mr. Thenardier. And we have his lovely wife, at least in the show, Chloe Byrne, and she plays Madame Thenardier.
So, Keane and Chloe, ye are the comic relief. How does it feel being probably the only funny people in Les Mis?
It feels really good, yeah, because we just get to be really funny all the time, and then we get to make everyone smile and laugh.
Yeah, because I think your songs are the ones that everyone kind of loves. Like, yeah. You know, it releases all the tension for a while. Do you find this a harder show than other ones that you would have done before?
Yeah, because like there's no dialogue and it's just all singing through. So, you know, it'd be very vocally demanding.
So did you spend a lot of time learning singing first and then put it on the floor?
We started singing in summer. So during summer we started singing and then we started blocking as well, like a little bit after that. So we've pretty much been going and going in rehearsals in summer.
Yeah, rehearsing in summer, that's not fun, is it?
Well, sure, for doing what we love.
It'll all be worth it.
Yeah, it'll be worth it, exactly. You've also got kind of parts where you're gone missing for huge chunks of the show, aren't you?
Mm.
So how do you keep yourself kind of occupied?
Well, we can't stop kind of connecting into the show or else we're going to completely lose our characters altogether.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We kind of have to, and we help sing in harmonies at the side of the stage as well.
Oh yeah, that's great. You're back, aren't you, for an extra miniature gang?
I have Doggy's Dog, and then Beggars at Feast after that, so yeah. I have a little bit off, you know.
So it looks like a huge cast this year. Is it all new cast or some of them back from Little Shop, wasn't it?
Mostly back from Little Shop.
Most people are back from Little Shop, but we've got some new people as well, so they're really good.
Yeah, there's something about De La Salle College because every year it comes up with this new cast from nowhere. Like other societies, you can see people growing up through them or whatever, but you just seem to get a new cast every year. It's amazing. With the school show, you're using tracks as opposed to a live band. Is that tricky?
Yeah, it can be.
You have to get your timing right, so then it's like, because the track won't wait for you, so you have to just be on your game.
No way back.
No. Yeah.
Like, if you run away with it, it can get very tricky, very fast, you know. So.
Are you nervous? What is it now? It's, what, 3 weeks to go? 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
Don't mention it.
I'm not kind of nervous. I'm really excited now for everyone to kind of see the whole show. But, yeah, there's a bit of nerves as well because Les Mis is such a big show.
Huge.
Everyone knows it, you know.
Have you much left to do or are you nearly there?
Just kind of end a revolution kind of part now, you know.
Where everyone gets
spoiler,
everyone dies. Except Marius.
Yeah.
I suppose this will kind of take over from school work, won't it?
Oh yeah,
100%.
It already has.
You don't look like you need much encouragement.
No, no way.
But it is a very tough run in, isn't it? Like it's going to be a long show, so it's going to be some very long days ahead and that.
Mm.
But we're with our friends, so it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they're enjoying it, having a good crack.
Mm.
Is it mostly girls from Ursuline or is it a wide?
I'm from Prez, but it's schools from like every single place in Waterford. Like I don't think there's actually a school where there isn't like
really?
A girl from. Yeah, there's loads of schools.
But there's obviously all the lads are from here.
Yeah, in stark contrast, schools like Water Park, there would have been maybe one or two lads in We Will Rock You, and then for Little Shop, they just kind of cut it off there.
Well, there's more than enough here to do with you. Yeah, girls can be the guest stars. You know, there was a time when De La Salle College used to have the lads playing the girls' parts as well. They moved on a bit from there. Okay, lads, look, we're going to wish you the best of luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We have a very local connection with the movie of Les Miserables, and that is, of course, our own Keith Dunphy, who was in that very movie. And you've heard a lot from Keith lately because his own play, Word Against the Word, is coming up really soon. But this is an interview I did with him last year, and I'm going to replay it a little bit, where he told us all about Anne Hathaway and that scene in Les Mis.
I went in like anyone else did. You know, you got the camera in the room and all that kind of thing. It was just a little, you know, camera, the casting director would be there. Not, you would just have to sing a bit like, do you hear the people singing the song of, you know, whatever, blah, right? And they say, thanks very much, bye. And out you go, right? I didn't get it. Grand. I believe it went into filming. I'm walking down London doing my thing as I'm doing one day. And as that's how it is in our lives as actors. Agent phone, here we go. What's this all about? Where are you now? I'm on my way doing this. Okay, get back home. A car has been sent for you. You have to go out to Shepherd Inn or wherever it is. It's Les Mis. I don't know much about it. All I know is the casting director has rang. Something has happened, meaning that possibly, sadly, the fella might have been doing what I was doing. Something happened. I don't know. So, yeah, I went back home. This car came. I went out. And they were doing the huge, lovely lady scene.
Yeah.
It was all sort of... So this, I did 1 or 2 days on it. So this day was a rehearsal day.
Yeah.
So there was all the girls, everything was there. It was brilliant. The big studio looked great. The big ship, they had a big ship there. It was fantastic, all of that. And I didn't know much, but then I met this guy, your man, the director and all that, and he was saying, hi, Keith, you know, it's like, you know, all that stuff, hey, how are you doing, and all. And he said, you know, thank you so much, man, thank you for coming, and all this kind of thing, and what we need to do, and you're this captain in this thing, and we're going to, you're going to come in, you're going to come down, you know, we're going to come down, and yeah, you know yourself, it's kind of, you know, and, you know, Anne is playing, I said, you know, of course, you know, yeah, and he said, like, basically, then, you know yourself, they do the, you know, and I was going, oh, okay, right, so, now, we'll discuss that tomorrow. Today is just more about, like, we're going to do some physicality, how you're let down. And then maybe tomorrow we'll talk a bit more with Anne about that. So it's like, so it's all the rehearsal and all the rest of it. You might have seen that bit then. I was let down and she came too. She was there in the rehearsal. Very, very nice. Very beautiful lady. And then the next day then, fully costumed up and everything. And I went to, it was just an empty set. It was myself and herself. She was not made up, so she was going away to get made up. So we're talking, this could be in 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we did a little rehearsal. Tom brought me to the side of the studio and she stood away for a minute and he said, how do you feel, you know, whatever. And I just went, leave it with me. I know what I'm doing. This is a very physical job. So she came back then and I just went, hi, Anne, or whatever. Don't worry now, I said, I know what I'm doing. This, I'll make this work. And she said, I totally trust you. Thank you for making me feel safe and let's get on with it. So we went up, did a bit of rehearsal, worked it out and then went away. She got ready, came back. They filmed the full scene, the come down, being led down. Then they were all asked to step off set. So it's a very long day, these, you know, a musical like that. I was asked to stay. We did our bit and then I was asked to step off. And I sat in a sort of, you know, the famous, you know, they see the seats that are on movie sets.
Yeah, I sat there.
And some lads had the paper and there was bits of stuff there and some of the crew. So it was me, Anne Hathaway, director, and 2 cameramen. Everyone else cleared off set. And I watched him and listened to him wear her out. So she won her award, didn't she, for the singing?
Yeah.
Well, I watched the way he made her get sing it again, sing it like this, sing it this way. Sing it this way, to the point where actually there was cracks in the voice.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as perfect as it was in the morning when she was doing it.
Which he was
dragging this sort of a grittiness and not a voice, beautiful thing. He wanted the cracks, showing basically the journey of the lady, you know. And boy, I remember the last take, he got it in the last one and she was in shattered. And then at the end, then she finished, you know, the last note. And then I just heard his, Kate, can you come back? Because I had to do a wide shot. So I'd been there for hours, then back up. But I had to do the whole deed thing again after waiting for hours and just sitting there. So it was mad. It was a mad sort of experience.
Yeah.
And kind of came about in a way, just, you know, just that showbiz just got lucky. Yeah. Someone went, couldn't do it. And then I ended up doing it, you know. So, yeah, brilliant. That was it. Brilliant. Yeah.
Every show has a workhorse, and in the case of De La Salle College, it is Jennifer White, who is a teacher up in the school, but she's also a choreographer and so many other things with De La Salle College. And I caught up with her last of all after the launch. Jenny White, are you nuts? It's Les Mis. Yes,
100% nuts. Myself and Ben were talking about this back in March.
Hmm.
Or actually, no, when the last show ended, which was April, and I was like, we need to do something different. We're doing the same shows, kind of not on repeat, but for the last...
Rotation, kind of.
And they're great shows, don't get me wrong. They have a place in, especially for school shows, you know, there's parts for lots of people and everyone get involved. But we're like, we need to just do something different. So we're between that and another very big show. And I said to Ben, look, because I'm after taking over a different role this year as well, so I'm producing it as well. So I was like, look, there's a little bit less dancing in this one, so let's go with Les Mis. And then when we started, I was like, oh my God, what have we done?
Yeah.
And even up to about a couple of weeks, up to about a week ago, I was like, I don't know if it's going to pull this off. And then tonight, they were unreal. They blew all of us away. We did not even expect that to come out of them.
I have to say, like, yeah, when you come to a preview night, as it was tonight, you kind of expect, okay, we're going to have a few mistakes, you know, we're going to have a little bit whatever. There was no sign of that tonight, no sign of nerves.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I'd actually go so far as to say it looked like incredible.
Yeah.
And it's going to be.
And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of students in this that were never in shows before.
Yeah.
So we have a couple from last year, and normally, kind of, in all fairness, it nearly kind of, like us all, you learn from the older crowd.
Yeah.
But they're unbelievable, and they really, tonight now, they just gave it all. I was absolutely shocked. Got a little bit emotional towards
the end now. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of moving parts in this, isn't there? Like, I was chatting to Keane and Chloe, and like, they're on for their bit.
Yeah.
And then Chloe is gone. Yeah. For the rest of the act until somewhere in Act 2.
Yeah.
Keane has another little bit with the gang, and then he's gone. But meanwhile, the students are gone missing, and Valjean is. So there's a lot.
And that's it. It's kind of trying to get everyone on and not to have their turn, but, you know, you want to use everybody as much as you can.
Yeah.
It's nice to have everyone who's there. Like, there's 64 in the cast this year. I think it's the biggest cast we've had.
A huge cast.
I'm doing the show 13 years, and I think it's one of the biggest.
Well, it sounded like 64 at the end there.
Yeah.
And you need it for one day more.
You do.
It is the biggest finale in musical theatre and the story, you know.
Yeah.
But it must have been a nightmare to cast, particularly with the girls. There's some talents just in the chorus.
Like, the girls were the hardest because we actually ended up, that's why we ended up splitting one of the roles. Because we were literally like, we couldn't pick between them all. So we split Fantine into two, so they'll take their turns. The little kids were fantastic. We got loads of audition videos. And again, we have two Gavroches. We have four young Cosettes.
Brilliant. Four chances.
Yeah, because, like, there was just so many. They were all brilliant. And it was so hard saying no to them because, like, everyone was talented. So you had to kind of go look at other parameters and go, right, what are we putting them in as? So they're going to, the four girls are going to be playing Cosette one night, and they play Eponine another night.
Oh, that's brilliant. Young so Eponine. They get two nights each.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah,
so
yeah.
The girls were amazing. The boys as well. You know, it was trying to fit them into the right parts. They could all sing.
Yeah.
And it's like, right, who goes with what?
It's a jigsaw.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So no, they're doing really well. And I must say, the boys are stepping up this year. There's a lot of the boys who have never done shows before.
Yeah.
A lot of our principals have. They've been in our previous shows. But the chorus.
Incredible. And
they're really putting their things forward.
Obviously, like with a school show, you're relying heavily on the audiences coming out. And have you tickets left? You do?
Yes, we do have tickets left, so please buy some. They're on greatevents.ie. Now, if you're not able to get online, you can ring Karen in the office and she'll organise them for you.
Okay, Karen in the office is going Karen to be inundated after this.
Yeah, I know. Go online, she'll kill me. But yes, we do have them. It's starting on Wednesday the 15th and it's on till Saturday the 18th.
Yeah. So there's four nights and you'd love to finish.
Love
it's a big hall.
Yeah, it is. There's 400 seats in it.
Yeah.
And they deserved for it.
It must be a right sense of pride for you because you're seeing all these in a different light from the day to day where you go, well, miss.
Yeah. Or sometimes they don't even talk to you.
Yeah.
It is. I must say the older I'm getting, maybe the more emotional I'm getting. I've had family members go through my niece this year. So I think you see it more from a family and a parental point of view when your own kids, well, not my own kids, but my niece, my nephews, my own family are in it.
Yeah.
You see the effect it has. And then you really realise what the effect it has on the kids and the difference in them. Like some of the lads who were in TY last year helped out front of house, they did backstage, and now they're doing the show.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. The friends they make, you're kind of like, that person barely spoke at the start.
Yeah.
And now they're a complete transformation. And that's the reason for the show.
Yeah.
I know Sal has a good reputation of putting on good shows or whatever. Well, maybe I'm biased.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's an advantage, or that's, you know, a plus, a positive. But the main idea of it is that they make new friends, they come out with themselves, and they really do.
Yeah.
Even people backstage. Yeah, hopefully we'll have a few more and we'll encourage more on the way up then.
Yeah, well, they see and they do after that. Are you pulling in the whole school community here? Is there no one escaping? Like,
no, there's literally not. I'm literally going around begging people. I'm like, will you do this? Will you do this? People are running from me now. They're like, she's going to ask me to do something. I'm turning to Brother Ben. He's a little bit better at than I am.
No, nobody can be Brother Ben. No. Well, really, just a case now of encouraging everyone to please go along, get the tickets, support it.
Yeah.
Take my word for it. It's going to be fantastic. And look, the very best luck for the next few weeks.
Thank you very much. Thanks a million.